When you read the book of Leviticus, especially when it's talking about in chapters like 17, 18, 19, 20, and it's going over the different aspects of the law and the penalties, and especially when it gets to the death penalty crimes, it says that the people of the land, the heathen of the land, had done all of those things. And that's why God's bringing his judgment against them. And that's why they needed to all just be eliminated, exterminated, because of how grievous their sins were and how wicked they had become. And as a result of Israel not being able to expel the inhabitants of the land and them remaining among them, they stayed like a cancer and spread their filth among the children of Israel, which is why God wanted them gone. He wanted to start and say, no, you are my people. You're supposed to be sanctified and set apart and different. And when you allow this wickedness to stay in, it's going to grow. And that's why I think we see a lot of wickedness just kind of concentrated in this area with the idolatry, with the Valley of the Son of Hinnom and all the false God worship that was going on there and the child sacrifices. And then also it says here, so in Judges 1:21, turn, if you would, to 1 Kings chapter 14. I just want to see you. I want you to see a passage there. 1 Kings 14. In Judges 1:21, the Bible says, "And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem." And remember, we just saw that Jebus is later going to be called Jerusalem. So the city of Jebus, the Jebusites, that later on, after they're finally conquered, that becomes Jerusalem. But it says, "The children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem unto this day." That was back in Judges chapter 1. And this wicked event that happens, this is the children of Benjamin that commit this atrocity in this passage. It's not a surprise that the Jebusites were dwelling among them during this time, and obviously having influence on them. Now, driving out these wicked people or driving out sodomites is something that's necessary for the preservation of the land. And when I say preservation, I mean the preservation of an area. If you want something to remain, then you need to drive out the sodomites. We see this, you know, we're reading Judges chapter 19, and I'm not going to go through all of the parallels, but it's uncanny how many parallels there are between Judges 19 and Genesis 19. Genesis 19 is a story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when you read through the way that things happen, you've got strangers come into town in both situations. In both situations, they're going to spend the night in the street. You say, well, no one's taking us in, so we're just going to stay out here. In both situations, you've got one person, one godly person saying, no, 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 you can't stay here. Come in and lodge with me. I'll put you up. And in both stories, you've got the wicked people surrounding the house, banging on the door, and looking to defile the man or men that have come into the city. We're seeing two witnesses in God's word. It's not a coincidence that there are so many similarities. God is showing us truth. Yeah. This is reality. The television set may try to trick you. The media, and you know, the world at large is going to try to deceive you into thinking that sodomites really aren't that bad. I don't know why you have such a problem with them. Oh man, you must be some closet homosexual because you have some problem. Look, no, I want the land to be preserved. I want to be able to stay living here. The reason why Sodom and Gomorrah were burnt to the ground is because there were not five righteous in the land. In the city, there was not five that were righteous. God would have spared all of Sodom if he could find 5 or 10 people. Just a handful of people. That's not many in an entire city. But you know what there was? Lot. Maybe one of his children. I don't know. Probably not. It's probably just Lot. So God took him out to destroy all of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because they were Sodomites. That's where the name Sodomite comes from. And it's not just because they lived in Sodom. It's because of what they did that labels them Sodomites. That's why, as we're going to read here in 1 Kings 14, look, Sodom's already been long destroyed at this point, yet it's still referring to Sodomites. And it's not calling them Sodomites because they were from Sodom, their ancestors were from Sodom. Look, they all got burned up and destroyed. There's no more ancestors from Sodom. It's because of what they did.